When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. It's Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael hanging out. Andy's going to be back tomorrow. Had a quick little day trip down to Florida for a golf event. I'm sure we'll be able to hear more about what he's got going on tomorrow. Mentioned a couple of pieces of news as it relates to the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to that in a moment with a big story of the day. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
You don't have to eat raccoon to be country. My best friend Corey just hit me up. He's like, you ain't no country boy. Like,
that's
you,
the qualifier?
No, it, I don't that's what I'm saying. So. That's a qualifier to be eating raccoon? No. But, I mean, if you like it, and I don't believe nothing that is a rodent is a delicate. You know, unless that's all you got. Now, if that's all you can do, and I know plenty of folks, they shoot everything they eat, they kill. Got no problem with that. So if it's my man said they eat meerkat, I was like, damn. I was like, I ain't heard nobody eat no damn meerkat and snakes and stuff. I ain't never heard about it. But if that's all you got, hey, by all means, blast away. But we can go to the grocery store, man. I can go grocery store, get a pack of damn chicken wings back in the day, man. You get the whole pack. That's what, in the good old days, like $3. I can do all that. I ain't got to go shoot nothing. But I've lived in the country, or we used to visit Grandma Lavonia and them, in the country down there in Barnesville. Yo, Grandma Lavonia used to grab that chicken, and pluck it, all that. But I know that's a chicken.
Right in the middle of the kitchen floor.
I ain't never seen her have no damn raccoon or nothing in that sink.
I didn't grow up with eating raccoons either, but squirrels were very normal.
I
wouldn't have a problem with any of it. I don't want to see the prep stages of any of it though.
Okay, that's understandable.
Like
the skinning of it and everything.
Even a chicken, I don't want to see.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Like the crack and then
that's what I used to do with my mom.
Just give me the finished product. I will eat it.
I'm with you.
Give me the finished product. I'll eat it.
Yeah. So yeah, no, eating raccoon does not define if you country or not.
No, I agree with that. I've never eaten a raccoon. I mean, I was born and raised in the country.
It was announced today Netflix is going to have a series.
I love all the big schools are saying no.
So they're going to have a SEC based series next season. Alabama's out.
Yes.
Georgia's out.
Yes.
Texas is out.
Yes.
Ole Miss is out.
Which is surprising.
Auburn is out.
Which is surprising.
And Oklahoma's out.
Which is surprising.
The other 10 remaining schools are in. The only question is, are they getting money out of this?
But it's still surprising that Lane ain't in it, though. Like, Lane on TV and Netflix, it's surprising that he's not on there.
Lane feels like he'd ask for right of first
you think
cut.
So?
He needs the ability to edit.
Has to have his point of view.
I don't see why not. Yeah. So, but yeah, so I don't just like it. It doesn't feel like a complete story when you're missing.
The top teams in the conference and everything. But yeah. I mean, it'd be something to watch. Netflix is who?
Kirby gives you. He don't want any.
No,
more
Kirby
access.
Don't. Kirby don't.
He
want,
don't want any access.
Kirby don't want no access anyway. Exactly.
He's not. He's like definitely out.
I know my boy. I know we all love Shock, but I know if Kirby like he loves him some Shock, he'd be like, no, oh, if he can turn down it, no, I don't want y'all in here, man. I don't want no cameras around my football team. That's just the way he rolls, man.
Real quick, before we get into the Falcons aspect of things, it looks like the Giants have settled on a quarterback for this week. Drew Lock is going to be returning. Tommy DeVito is still in concussion protocol. Tim Boyle is Tim Boyle, and so they're going with Drew Lock, it appears.
Yeah.
It's the same thing it's as it was with Aiden thing. O'Connell.
Yeah, it's the
fact
same
that
thing.
It's Desmond Ritter or Aiden O'Connell makes it like Drew Locke also sucks.
Yeah.
Like all of these guys suck. That team's terrible. You have no excuses to lose to them with or without Penix, with or without like nothing changes. That's one of the worst teams in the NFL, and you have to win the game. You're in the playoff hunt. And so the quarterback change doesn't – I mean, it would have been fun to watch Tim Boyle flick it around out there. But
But no.
Doesn't change anything.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still awful. Drew Locke's not good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not good.
We had that discussion last week. It was like, well, what if it is Aiden O'Connell? Like, all right, what up? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a bum.
Not good. Drew Locke's not good. I mean, they got – Malik Nabers is awesome. But they can't give him the football, and they don't want to win. They're hanging on to the number one spot right
now. They're trying.
Yeah, they're trying to get the number one pick so they can get their choice of player.
But the Raiders are back there too.
Gotta worry
since it's not Ritter.
And so you're thinking that if you're the Raiders, like I mean, or if you're the Giants,
by the way,
do you want the pick?
The Raiders, I think they're playing the Jaguars. Didn't we talk about that? That's a bad game, man.
Yeah, it is.
Because the Jaguars are starting Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders, I guess, will start Aiden O'Connell until his leg snaps. Sure.
Yeah. Now, if you're at the position where a lot of these teams are, I'm just trying to get to the number one pick, number two pick, so I can get my choice of young quarterback. That's what I need.
Why Cleveland's starting DTR?
Who don't need a quarterback more than those two? Well, a lot of teams need quarterbacks, but I'm saying like the Giants and the Giants and the Raiders. They need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need quarterbacks.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to it. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Ow! I talked to a lot of people there. They love him. They think he is going to be tremendous. It is more their plan and philosophy rather than what they've seen from him in practice. They love him.
That is Dan Orlovsky, who sometimes I think he says he talks to people and then just made up a statement. I don't know if he really talked to people. You get the same feeling?
Hell yeah.
Okay. It's just me.
Hell yeah.
He's obviously in reference to Michael Penix Jr. By the way, we can drop the Jr., right? We can just go Michael Penix. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but like.
His mama call him Jr.? I'm going to call him Jr.
You're going to say Michael Penix Jr. every time?
His mama call him Jr.? I'm going to call him Jr.
I'll tell you what. It's not going to be on the rundown like that.
Yeah,
I'm not. Yeah. I got too much thoughts. I need the space.
Hey, man, people get upset by that junior.
I know, and
junior,
I understand that.
That second, that senior.
I just said it's not meant as a sign of disrespect.
Michael Penix Jr.
He's going to be Michael Penix.
Michael Penix Jr.
Michael Penix is going to be the starting quarterback moving forward for the Atlanta Falcons. The decision made to sit down Kirk Cousins, and we talked about it in the first hour here, Randy. Ultimately, it had to be done because you're trying to put this team not just in a position to make the playoffs, but to do something potentially once you're there. And look, I don't care what the issue was with Kirk Cousins. If you want to tell me it's physical, I'll listen. If you want to tell me it's mental, I'll listen. It's probably somewhere in the middle with a little bit of a combination of both. I don't care what the issue that's holding back Cousins is or was. It wasn't getting fixed. It wasn't going to change. And you couldn't diagnose it. You couldn't work around it. And the offenses was limited because of it. And so the decision is made to bring in Michael Penix Jr. The question now, does it work? And because I'm not also going to ride out some crazy level of expectation that Penix is going to come in here for three games, light this world on fire, and we're going to run to the NFC title. Let's keep it realistic.
I'm with you on that. I think that, you know, Michael has a lot of gifts. He does. He's a very gifted passer.
But
he's still green.
It's his first start.
And he's green. And so, I mean, but it, luckily it's against an opponent like this and everything like that. But, no, he's still green and he's still a rookie and he's making his first start. And that's why we keep talking about what is Zach? How does he call the game? Is that run game going to keep going? Because Bijan was outstanding. The run game, well, I think whenever Tyler Algiers is in double-figure carries, it's going good, in my opinion. That means that they're running the hell out of the football. I think that, you know, overall, that my expectations are what my expectations are with all rookie quarterbacks to make their first start. Well, I'll wait and see. I will wait and see to see how it goes and everything. Do I think it's going to go well? I think it's going to be some part, but you're going to see some rookie parts to it. I mean, because the NFL, I mean, the New York Giants are still an NFL team with NFL defensive players on it.
We talked about the game plan for Zach Robinson against the Raiders. I think it's a similar game plan, but for different reasons. I think you are protecting Kirk Cousins from costing you that game.
Yes.
I think when you look here, I think you're protecting Michael Penix to an extent as he grows and learns within the game. From himself a little bit, but I just, it doesn't concern me. Like, I just don't think you need to go create. Like, again, Desmond Ridder threw the ball 39 times.
Yes.
If Michael Penix throws the ball 40 times in this game, something has gone horribly wrong.
Something has gone wrong. Yes.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, or something could go right, meaning if he's up, say for instance, he's up in attempts, maybe they got a comfortable lead, they want to see the kids spin the football or something like that. But I think that will put him more risk of taking maybe unnecessary hits. And so. Yeah, as the game goes along, I mean, they're going to give – they're going to open – they're going to let him do a lot of different things like Archer's talking about, moving the pocket and different things. Like, he gives another dimension to what they do. But he ain't Mike, all right? He ain't got doggone tucking it with that left hand and flying down the damn sideline. That's not what he does. He can move and run better than I think a lot of people – Don't give him credit for.
Right.
Because you remember him at your school.
But that doesn't mean you're a running quarterback.
But that doesn't mean you're running quarterback, exactly. Just because he can run and move is not label him as that.
Real quick, before we get to Mark Schlereth coming up, a lot of people have said he's going to run maybe in the realm that C.J. Stroud runs or that Jordan Love runs.
Yeah, something like that.
They're running to extend plays. They're keeping their eyes downfield. They're not running the way Lamar necessarily does or Jalen, some of these other guys that are really, and he better not run with his injury history the way Josh Allen does.
Hell no.
That guy's a psycho.
Yes.
He's going to be an MVP, though, so there you go. All right, there you go. Coming up next, Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth. He called for this change. Now we'll see his thoughts on it because he among many, just didn't think this team could continue with Kirk Cousins. So that's what's coming up next. It is Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael, The Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back in. 92.9 The Game, The Midday Show. Abe Gordon here hanging out. Just got some interesting news. I didn't see this, but Liberty quarterback Kadon Salter is going to be transferring into Colorado. And that's two big recruits for Deion because Jaheim Otis is going there, one of the top players in the transfer portal as well. The defensive lineman.
In Alabama.
He is essentially one of the top guys on defense and now a quarterback. And you mentioned Julian Lewis. So I don't know if there's going to be a quarterback discussion, a battle, if you will, or if it's going to be handed to the veteran. It kind of reminds me, and I loved at the time how it was going to play out. We'll have to see if it continues this way. But what Oregon did, they bring in Dante Moore, the hot five-star out of UCLA, but also Dylan Gabriel. Gabriel wins the job. Now potentially Dante Moore could start for 2 years there, but there's a chance that Oregon's back in the portal this year, too.
I mean, I think, you know, when you look at certain teams, and you can look at it from an Ohio State perspective, you look at it from where Oregon is right now, where some other teams will be as far as these veteran transfer portal quarterbacks, they're going to go out. Now, can I see Georgia doing that at some time sooner or later? Probably. But right now, I don't know where Kirby stands with all of those different things as far as portal quarterbacks. But I think that when you look at the hot shot freshman quarterbacks, I think you always wonder how would they take that? Because I don't know how the meeting went with Prime and Julian. Did he say, well, you're going to be my starting quarterback, or did he tell him he's going to have an opportunity to start? Because it's two different things when somebody tells you that you're going to be the guy, and then you have
also,
the opportunity.
Even if he says opportunity, what is he here?
Yeah, but that's what I said. That's a difference between that, but saying you have an opportunity or you are going to be the guy. This makes it to me seem like he probably said, you have an opportunity, but we're going to bring in this kid who has a lot of experience, who's very talented. You know, he's a very talented kid, the quarterback out of Liberty and everything like that. But yeah, I don't know how this works out. But yeah, promise, he said he was going to hit that transfer portal hard. He said it's going to hit hard. Now, who's been hit hard? It's always hard to say Alabama's been, because they have. They've been ravaged. But yeah, it's still freaking Alabama. That cover ain't bare.
The team that's been hit hardest, realistically, is probably, this is like not the same level, but probably Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they lost their head coach, and then they had to bail out of a bowl game.
Like, we ain't going to be able to do this right now because all our players left. So, yeah, we would prefer us not to go out there and get embarrassed. Like
USC got hit hard yesterday. Those brothers are going out of there, and Lincoln Riley, they're in a world of hurt. They also lost quarterback.
The receiver's going somewhere else. So, yeah. I mean, they got overall all the way issues out there.
Is USC like on the precipice of becoming?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Powerhouses can become just another school with a couple of things go wrong.
Because the funny thing is, like, you know, you're Lincoln Riley, you leave Oklahoma because you know they're going to SEC and you don't want, and then you end up in the damn Big Ten. A California school in the Big Ten. And so, yeah, I mean, they got their biggest issue will always be their biggest issue. Until they can find a way to fortify their defense and their lines, they won't be good. But he's going to continue to maybe. But I think, can he keep getting good quarterback play? And can he keep getting those guys and try to win shootouts? Because Lincoln Riley ain't never stopped nobody. Lincoln Riley defense ain't never stopped nobody. And so when you.
Is their pipeline gone?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's still damn Southern Cal. And it's still Southern California, and they still have the boosters and all those different things to be able to get there. I think, but just like anything else, it's always about keeping and retaining players. Like, you can get them in there, but how can you retain them to come back year after year after year to try to keep that good player and put other good players around him? Like, you get a good player, he leaves, and then you got to find a way to replace him with another good player. And so until you can find a way to stack good players on top of good players, they're going to be where they are.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. I kind of referenced it with Arch a little while ago, but what happened with Marcus Mariota here when he was going to be benched and we were turning things over to Desmond Ridder, not the vibes that anyone really gets from Kirk Cousins. No. I'm interested to see how – not invested, that's not the right term, but more involved Kirk Cousins is. Is Michael Penix asking Cousins for input every time off the field?
I think people always view it like that's how it's supposed to be. Like, it ain't Kirk's job. You know what I mean? That's the quarterback coach. That's Zach Roberts. Right. That's their job. Now, would Kirk be a good teammate to go over there? I'm pretty sure he will.
It feels like
I'm pretty. I should say that. Yeah. It seems like Kirk would go over there and try and help the kid out if something's going on or whatever. But yeah, that's not his job. That's not Kirk's job. That is the quarterback coach, and that is Zach Robinson's job and the other offensive staff to go over there and if Michael needs something, they got to go to it. But you would think, and I don't know Kirk. Kirk's a very nice person. Every time I've ever met him, nice dude and everything. But he's never been in the situation he's in right now. And you can talk about being professional and all those different things, but he's never been in a situation where he's been benched. You know what I mean? Like, he's a guy that's worked his ass off to get fourth round quarterback, you know, and he's in.
If anything, he was on the other side of this to an extent.
Exactly, with the RG3.
But that was another young quarterback he was competing against,
They always, both of them, like I was talking about, they had a great relationship and everything like that. It was more organizational thing. You'll see the.
Of course, you have a great relationship when he's still behind you.
You'll see the whole thing play out if Kirk got that viciousness in him when it's time to decide what we're going to do with this contract, you know, because, like. I mean, he's getting his money regardless. It's guaranteed for next season and everything. But, yeah, I would think that Kirk would be, you know, and it'd be interesting to hear what he says this afternoon.
The vitriol from Kirk really comes down to is the money and sticking it to the Falcons more important than trying to find a place where he could play.
That's what it really boils down to. Yeah, but, I mean, the money's going to be there anyways. This is all about
who's paying it. Which paycheck squad it's coming from.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, I think that, you know, it'll be interesting to hear what Kirk, because he's like, said, this is the worst he's ever played in his career over this stretch. And this first time in his career, he's been benched. And so.
Do you think he knows why?
Yeah.
I know they're not going to tell us.
There's a couple things in life that when you get up in age, especially as a veteran player, he know he ain't playing good. He knows that.
Well, I know he knows. Does he know why?
You know why he got benched?
Why he's not playing good.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he does. I think that, and I like what Dave said, when you got all that, you know, when you're not used to having all that muck and everything, when everything's been so, you know, because like you said, Kurt's a very cerebral, all kind of guy, and now this adversity is coming on him the way it's coming on him, and maybe he just can't deal with that yet, and I don't want to say talking about the comfortability of it. I just ain't never seen nobody fall off like this. That has always been my thing with it and everything like that, but I think that, you know, Kurt will be a good teammate. I think he will be. And I think that, you know, he's going to be very supportive of Michael, because there's no reason not to be supportive of Michael. Because this ain't Michael's fault. You know, this ain't Michael's fault that you were benched. It's your fault because you didn't play well. You know, and I think, you know, once that sets in or whatever, he'll figure it out and he'll go about his business and everything. But the future's now, you know. And we talked earlier this year that if Michael Penix Jr. is the quarterback, then something completely went wrong. We kept saying that. Me and Buck kept saying
well,
it. Something completely went wrong.
We always thought, though, it would be a re-entry or setback of that magnitude.
But it's not. That's what I'm saying. His play, you cannot be as bad as he was. And I thought that, you know, they looked at the Raider game, wanted to give it a shot to see what he can do, if he can get himself out of this rut and out of this funk. And obviously he cannot. And so now you're in a situation where the future is now, and the future is now forever, because unless something goes wrong with Mike, he's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's going to be the quarterback moving forward for this organization.
And not that I'm concerned that Penix is going to come in here and stink it up, or I don't feel that way. But that kind of was also what was ahead of you as we were getting through the rest of this season. It's like, all right, Cousins, it didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. Next year, though, it's going to be Penix. Hopefully we don't get that feeling on the downside where we see Penix 2 and we're just like, oh, man, this is where we're going next year, and I don't know. And again, it's only 3 games, and quarterbacks can grow. But we also tried to talk ourselves in. I mean, Randy, this is the fan base that talked themselves into Desmond Ridder, some people.
Yeah, don't say
after 4 games,
yeah,
right? Yeah. I know not everyone. And, okay. And, but, like, there was, like, legitimate but optimism. It shouldn't have been.
But you have to have it. That's why we mentioned yesterday. And I was like, if you don't have optimism about your team, then why watch him play? You know what I mean? And I mean, the thing with Desmond, it was the hope that he was something. You know, he was also
a mid round pick.
But then the mid round picks that have been successful, you hope he can be that.
He was a mid round pick, but he was the second quarterback taken.
Exactly.
That year.
So that lets you know something.
Just you sell it every which way you could.
Just like the damn draft where EJ Manning was the only quarterback taken in the first round. Like, kind of knew that this quarterback class was going to be like kind of raggedy, but Geno's bounced around and Geno's found his niche, and he had a bounce back to his career. And everything. He's hurt.
He's in some trouble.
He's hurt. And Sam Howell ain't going to outplay him enough for them to like, okay,
I'm
Geno.
I'm sorry, what? Away.
Sam Howell's awful.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, Sam Howell's awful. He ain't against Geno, but Geno's hurt. But Geno is hurt right now. But I think that they're looking for, I've always thought that this past year they've been looking for a reason to replace Geno with another quarterback, a younger quarterback. But yeah.
How about an older quarterback? How you feel about
Again,
I got one for you.
Again, that's the thing. I mean, and it's all dependent on whether he wants to. I'm talking about Kurt wants to waive his no trade clause because he has all the control.
Yeah,
he has all the control because he's gonna get his bread one way or the other.
And he also has a choice of whether he thinks a team can contend. And there's other aspects.
And we know
just finding a place to play.
And we know that regime, that tree, all of them, Kyle to Kevin O'Connell to all of them, they love Kurt.
The question is, how much has performance in the last 5 games turned them off?
There it is.
That's the big question.
There it is. But the thing about
our team still interested.
Yeah, can it be like, oh, well, he's, I don't know. But,
or they just blame, whether it's fair or not, do they blame Zach Robinson? Yep. They blame the Falcons? They blame Kyle Pitts?
There's going to be
we can get more out of them than what they got.
There's going to be that. There's always those guys.
Yeah, of course.
There's always those guys. And those guys that do that always get their ass burned.
I can save him guy.
Always get the ass.
That's always a problem. Let me ask you one more question here. And this is going to be as open-ended as you wanted it to be. Who benefits the most from this change?
The team.
Is there a specific, like, does Zach Robinson take a look at this and be like, finally, I can run my offense? Kyle Pitts has obviously been a mess.
About it is,
we don't. You know.
I'll say the team because I'm not always sold on Zach Robinson as offensive coordinator.
Not yet.
And so you'll see what he can do with a more with the quarterback like Michael. I mean, I don't know, but I think the team as a whole, because this team needed some juice, man. You know, they needed some juice in that position. As I said earlier in the show, like, players know. We know that we're sitting out there in practice and we're watching this dude, and then we get in the game and we're sitting looking at our quarterback just struggle the way he do. I'm not saying that people have lost faith in Kurt in that building, but sometimes you just sit back and like, damn. Like,
there's obviously,
he just ain't got it.
There's probably a piece of doubt that up until this week you've been asking, why aren't we giving this guy?
Why aren't we? Yeah, and then you get back to the veteran players like Grady and them. I mean, they would never say anything. So I'm not trying to put words in Grady's mouth, but yeah, like, damn.
It's also
can we get an opportunity? It's right there.
The playoffs.
It's right there.
Right there.
It's right there.
The reason I ultimately settle on now being the time is just getting to the playoffs is whatever. Like, you could have probably just gotten to the playoffs if you keep Kirk in. Like, you want to try and do something once you're there. And if that's going to happen, you're going to need more from the quarterback position. And we'll see if Michael Penix can bring that to the team. All right. It is time for the midday AMA. Any question, any topic, just grab a phone, get in line, and you are going to be up. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The Midday AMA coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Before we hit the phones, happy birthday to Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Jalen Johnson.
Whoa.
I think there was another one, but I'm blanking.
Happy birthday to my brother, Benjamin Watson.
He wasn't on the list.
Well, it's his birthday, too. And happy belated to my other brother, Takeo Spike. So everybody's birthday is around this time. So,
there you go.
Yeah, so, we go.
Happy birthday, everyone. There you go. All right, let's get things kicked off. The Midday AMA. When one phone line finishes up, another one will open. Jeff is in Woodstock. What's going on, Jeff?
Not much. Just two quick comments. First comment, Raheem Morris. He doesn't impress me in the least. The only thing he's good for seems like is tossing the red flag out. Never see any expression on his face, never see him doing anything, just standing on the sideline waiting to toss the red flag. The other comments on discipline, I think if we were a 10-5 team or whatever, that'd be one thing. But here we are out there celebrating, 11 guys dancing and jumping up and down and high-fiving because they made a tackle on the worst team in football. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, okay, appreciate it.
I'd be happy if I did anything mildly athletic.
Yeah, that sounds like
I'm out here wearing my Petrie shirt when I'm barely cracking an hour. I mean, these guys are making tackles in NFL games and interceptions.
It's a different time, dog. If you don't like it, you might as well just stop watching football, brother.
I will say this. At least they were doing it in a game that was competitive and, in fact, that they were winning.
Right.
I have seen some celebrations down like 30.
Yeah, now that's dumb.
And I'm like, all right,
hold on, man. Now, that's a different. Now, you're doing that kind of crap.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that, man. Sit your, you know what, down, all right? You're losing by 30 damn points. And you out here running to the – catching an interception and running to the other end of the field looking in the damn camera. Like, that's crap.
Yeah,
if
the team's playing prevent defense and you get a first down, maybe not signal and go crazy. Yeah, all right. Mike is in Powder Springs. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. What's going on today, man? Huge fan of the show. Thanks for having me on. Question is, being a Penix is starting this weekend, this Sunday, do you think the Falcons are going to open up the playbook? Or Raheem Morris is going to pull a Dan Quinn and play conservative and run the ball 40 times?
Well, does it matter if you win?
I think it's a combination.
Yeah, I'm always curious about the game plan question. Does it matter if you win, though? That's the thing about it. Like, Michael, the opener of the playbook is
I think you'll see a couple of new wrinkles and new plays.
I think there will be some throws down the field a bit
more. I also told you.
And I think there'll be some movement plays.
I also told you I don't need to see him throw more than 20 times as in his first start in a game that you should be winning.
Yes, but if he tries to throw it 30 times or something, hopefully it's a thing where they just want to showcase him or something.
Yeah. Manny is in downtown. What's going on, Manny?
Hey, guys. This question, I think, is more so for Randy. It's not about the Falcons. I must preference this to say that I'm from the hood, grew up in the hood. But, Randy, please tell me, what does pimp if you want me mean?
I have no clue. I just like, I just want to hear you say that one more time.
I can't believe he didn't think I'd be the person to ask for that.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. Oh, man.
Mason is in Noonan. What's going on, Mason?
Got two questions. Do the Dogs have the easiest path to the championship? And are you eating Chipotle or Moe's?
Do they have the easiest path?
Well, I think it depends on how the path ultimately breaks out. Yeah. I do think being an alum, whatever, like I think Indiana is a much easier path than, say, Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame can be dangerous.
Why?
I just do. I think they've got a pretty good secondary. I think they can run the ball on offense. I think they're physical.
Like, this is every year with them. This is every year they get into something. It's like, oh, Notre Dame, they can get your problem. Come on, man. I didn't say
you're going to lose.
Come on. It's not about losing. It's like, oh, Notre Dame, they got this. They're dangerous here. Every playoff time that they've been in the playoffs or something or in, against Alabama, they're dangerous. And they get their ass ramrodded.
Now, the year in Alabama, I was at that game in Miami. They were not dangerous. Yeah, that game was so funny.
But I do think Notre Dame is a good football team. I'm not dismissing them. But, I mean, I think that Indiana could go in there and give them problems. I really do.
I think it's a very interesting matchup. I know you and Andy are going to talk about this more. I'm hosting tomorrow night. I've got some thoughts. I think it's a very interesting matchup for Indiana that I think people are overlooking. That's all I'll say for now. Dexter is in Covington. What's up, Dexter?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing, man?
All right.
All right. My wife bought me a lot of Falcon gear. I put it up. So I want to bring it back out. If Sunday we win,
why'd you put it? Okay, you said you put up what?
I put up my Falcons gear because I was mad.
Why?
Cuz, what you think, Randy?
No. What I'm saying, I'm asking when. I should say when. When did you put it up? After what game did you put it up?
I put it up Sunday because I was still mad that we won.
At that point, it's only a couple hours to kick. More day.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Save yourself the trouble.
Hey, I got a question for Abe.
What's up?
I used to call you at nights when you was on at nights. I used to give you L about Kurt. And I was like, why we need Kurt? We don't need no Kurt. Then I called and I apologized to you when you was on the morning show one time. Now I take it all back.
Look, here's the thing. I appreciate the call. I don't think anyone, myself, I'm not even going to try. There are no explanations because Kirk at one point was one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
He was.
This year.
He was.
And now he's one of the five worst quarterbacks in the NFL, and that's like against like Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ritter or Drew Locke and Mac Jones. And you trust them? I mean, wouldn't throw the ball 20 times. They tossed it around 39.
The dude was one of the better quarterbacks in football.
He was the fourth ranked passing
this year
offense, I think, in the NFL. Yeah. That's obviously. It was.
And then all of a sudden, it just fell off a damn cliff.
Warren is in Covington. What's up, Warren?
You fed right into my comment. And I think the story on Kirk is that he is just too old to make it through a 17-game season.
He's tops.
He's good for seven or eight games. And so what does that mean? It means he's going to end up being the best-paid backup quarterback in the history of the NFL if Michael Penix can stay healthy with his history of injuries. So it's kind of an iffy thing going forward. But I just think Kirk Cousins is wearing down after about eight games. He's mentally and physically. I mean, his mental acuity, his ability to read the defense quickly enough. So, I think he's going to be a great backup quarterback. We're stuck with him, $25 million a year.
Well, yeah, you're stuck with him for at least one more year, but you don't have to be stuck with him. I just think this is, Kurt holds all the cards because he's going to get his regardless. If they cut him or if they trade him, he's going to get his money, rightfully so, whatever, because he signed the contract and everything like that. And you can say, but it's just, I mean, just the fall. It wasn't even graceful. It was just whoosh. I think the Minnesota game, they were in at 21-21, all those different things, but he still threw some badass interceptions like he's been doing in this whole bad stretch, just badass interceptions.
He won NFC Player of the Week in week 8 against Tampa, I believe. I could be wrong on that, but I think he won NFC Player of the Week both weeks in against the Bucs. Dallas, he goes for 222. And then New Orleans, Denver. I mean, you're right. He threw for yards in Minnesota, but it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I would love to hear after the season, or if he's ever comfortable talking about it, exactly what happened, because it just doesn't make sense. Derek is in Charlotte. What's up, Derek?
Fellas, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey.
First off, I'm gonna say I wouldn't. My team is the Jets, so you know we have enough. Way bad, really bad season. So I wouldn't say give up on Kirk yet, but it is going to be interesting to see how they bring in Penix and see what we have going forward. And my other question is, if you guys was on the show, The Floor, what would be your strongest category on there? And my last question is, when you guys are not on the air, what is another show or podcast that you guys listen to? Thank you.
Me and my family, we love The Floor. We absolutely love it because the kids and everybody can participate in it, and we just sit there and watch it. And we got like 4 episodes recorded, so we'll just sit probably.
I don't know. I'm not overly familiar with the show.
It's on ABC or Fox or something. I enjoy it.
In general, like sports or movies would be a category.
You would probably be a movie guy. I think you would go movie. I would probably go Shakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a category on a trivia
game show?
It's not, but I mean.
It should be.
It should be.
If he's the creator.
Yeah, it should be.
In terms of podcasts, I listen to Bill Simmons does a movie podcast called The Rewatchables.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to that pretty regularly. Oh. Any podcast you listen to?
I don't listen to podcasts.
Just off the cuff. Yeah. Make sure you find that wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah. One last call. Let's go Cody on 285. What's up, Cody?
What's up, guys? Yeah, it is crazy. It's like Kirk Cousins woke up Monday morning after playing the Cowboys. It's like, I don't play football no more, I guess. But so I'm interested to hear the conspiracies or actually what is going on. But anyways, I've been a Falcons fan my whole life, and this organization has never done us any favors or given us any reason to trust them. And they have busted on a lot of draft picks. Do y'all really think Michael Penix is going to be that guy for us moving forward for the next 5 to 10 years, and he's going to change the franchise? Or is it a wait and see for y'all?
Well, thanks. I think the last time they picked a quarterback as high as they picked Michael Penix, he was there for 15 years. And so, you know, it's hard for me to say that he won't be that guy for the next 5 to 10 years because – you know, I don't know. And just like, you know, he has had injuries in the past and everything like that. Hopefully those are over. I think the kid has special gifts, and it's going to look different because of how the ball is going to come out of his hand, because it jumps out of his hand, has a lot of velocity on it. And it's going to be one of those things where hopefully you see what a lot of people see, and myself included, that you think this kid is going to be a really good player.
I think I have to straddle on this answer because, yes, I think the expectations is that he is the future. That's why you picked him, and that's the plan. But I also haven't seen him, and so I kind of need to wait and develop my own. But, yeah, that's obviously the plan and what the hope is for Michael Penix. All right, let's go ahead and get to takeaways of the day.
My takeaway of the day is that I can kind of no longer say it's Abe, because I did see a guy with a peach tree road race.
We walk one, among them.
Out by the hot tub in Vegas.
There is another. Abe is not the only person who rocks the peach tree road race jersey out in public.
Yes.
Eating or not eating raccoon is not what makes you country.
It is not.
Just let that be known. That's not the barometer.
It is not.
At least not on this show.
It is not.
All right, coming up next, Duke Sabella in the building. Holiday party later this afternoon as well. We'll see what the fellas got coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.